Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And we're doing this morning show at 10 o'clock this morning right here for our listeners around the world, especially in West Africa. Yeah. We want you to keep that dial tuned in because we got a great show for you this morning. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, to all our folks out there in LIB, I know it's around 3 o'clock in the afternoon over there, and I hope you tuned in because Bismarck is right here on your radio. We got a great show for you, and it's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock up here in the East Coast in the U.S. of A. Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to send a request out to a friend or family, or you can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck right here on your station, Radio Talk 101.3, right here. Yeah, it's Bismarck. We've got a great show for you, so keep that dial tuned in. Yeah. Let's get into the show right now. You know, let's get into the show right now. The show starts at 10 o'clock and it runs all the way to 12 o'clock. The first portion of the show is from 10 to 10:59, where we discuss issues, concerning the world, relationships, business, health, education, religion, love. Yeah, we talk about issues here, everything, you name it. And you can call in, like I said, the number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to weigh in on the issues, or you can just call in to holler at your boy or Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The second portion of the show runs from 11 o'clock till 12, and that's the after party. To all our listeners out there, we love you and appreciate you, and we thank you for, keeping with us. And to all our new listeners, we hope you keep tuning in. We're going to be running this program every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 for our listeners out there in Africa, around the world, so they can catch us during a good time of the day, And during the week, we're going to keep our regular scheduled program from 10 p.m. till 12 a.m., so you can catch us at those schedule right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And this is Bismarck right here. Let's get into a song right now by LIB recording artist. The song, LIB Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Raw Pecan LIB Boy right here on Radio Talk 101.3. LIB boy. Yeah, you're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, you're listening to the program Let's Talk. That was Raw Pecan, LIB recording artist with the song My LIB Boy. Let's get into something right now by Sugar Vaughn, Otto, a.k.a. Sugar Vaughn, LIB recording artist with the song We Are LIB.
Take you down to shoot the lane, make you down to
Yeah, that was L.I.B. recording all the Sugar Vaughn with the song We Are L.I.B. Hey, L.I.B., what's up? This Bismarck right here on your radio. What's going on? It's another day. Yeah. Yeah, we're doing this just for you, you know, so that you tune into the program and be able to catch us, you know, same time, same station. Our regular program runs through the week from Monday till Friday, from 10 p.m. till 12 p.m., and on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Sorry. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. So what's going on in Liberia, L.I.B.? What's going on? You'll talk to me. You'll talk to me. How's the atmosphere in Liberia? What's going on with the recording industry in Liberia? What's going on with the political atmosphere right now in Liberia? You know, how's Liberia? Talk to me, you know. And to the world, it's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into a song by Big Moet from Florida, USA. The song, Drop Right Here.
Yeah. You just tuned in to one of the biggest movements in the world, shout it. Big Mo, Young Calico.
Now let me see you drop, 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 drop. Girl, I've been hurt, and I don't wanna do it again. But girl, I'm the worst. I'm trying to deal with you when you're free, when you're free. Buddy, you wanna try to love me tonight. There we need to take it slower, alright, slower.
Now let the loser pass.
and maybe we can go with the flow, with the flow.
That was Big Mo, Big Moet from Florida, with the song Drop right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to your host, Bismar, right here. We're getting to the song now called Empty Promises by my boy Daha, L.I.B. recording artist all the way in Europe, right here.
You said there's gonna be redemption.
Yeah.
You said there's gonna be salvation.
That's what you said.
You said there's gonna be progression.
Promises.
When will the dream of your country?
Wait.
You said there's gonna be
justice.
Where every man will be judged equally.
Equality.
You said there's gonna be freedom. But everywhere only destruction. You said there's gonna be redemption. You said there's gonna be salvation. You said there's gonna be progression. When will this dream of your country? You said there's gonna be justice, but every man will be judged equally. You said there's gonna be freedom, but everywhere only destruction. Oh, we don't need no lies. Oh, we don't need no cry. We wanna stand and build our nation without your political inflation. Oh, we don't need no lies.
Still the same shit.
Yeah.
You all wanna be president? No. You can't go on like
president.
This. One president. One president. You're a can't be president.
Ooh, yeah.
We gotta stop this.
Oh, yeah. We don't want no promises. We want reality. Ooh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Ooh, yeah. Politician. For everyone, but everybody seems to be frustrated.
Yeah.
Corruption and pollution have filled this place. Stand up and justify your inclusion.
Please.
You said there's gonna be stability, but
said.
Now financial instability causes of trouble everywhere. Politicians, Mr. President, oh, we don't need no lies.
Imposition of authority. You gotta stop this. We don't want no sequels. Political heroes with faces like rebels. You gotta stop this. We don't want no promises. We want reality. We want reality. Listen real close.
Yeah, that was my boy Daha, L.I.B. recording artist with that song, Empty Promises. Yeah, he's all the way in Europe. Hey, big up Daha. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 929-477-4186. Hey, L.I.B., what's up? We're doing this every Saturday morning at this time, at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. East Coast. USA time, just for you and LIB, because it's starting at 3 p.m. your time there, running to 5. Hey, let's get it on. That was Empty Promises by my boy Die Hard. Let's get into something by Buffalo Soldiers featuring One Zeal from South Africa. The song, Believe in Yourself. If there's empty promises, man, just believe in yourself. Cause God is going to make a way. Yeah. That was Buffalo Soldier featuring One Zeal from South Africa, the song Believe in Yourself. Believe in Yourself, I play that song for motivation, eh, for you out there everywhere in the world, you know. Some people need some motivation right now to get things going. Yeah. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into the song by Peter Cole, the song, I'm Yours. I'm Yours. I'm sorry right now. The song, If You're Ready, I'm Steady. Yeah. It's Peter Cole, LIB recording artist. Let's get into this song by Peter Cole right now. If you're ready, I'm steady. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Blood fire there. A large man. You're a girl. A lord. Yeah,
well, you're like a star. You be from afar. That's just what you are. C'est quelque chose que tu dois savoir.
Understand.
Like a guitar fit for a czar. Like a burning cigar.
Jesus, wither.
Tu es tout un dame et moi.
Peter Cole, LIB recording artist with that song, If You're Ready, I'm Steady, yeah, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, since we tuned into Liberia at this time, let's talk about Liberia. Let's talk about corruption in Liberia. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, or what can we do to end corruption in Liberia, to eradicate corruption from Liberia? What can we do? Because it's destroying Liberia right now. It's destroying a lot of countries around, you know. The continent of Africa, especially developing countries out there. Now, we're putting emphasis on Liberia right now because we're doing a special show this Saturday morning, you know, tuning into Liberia, giving our listeners out there a chance to listen in and weigh in, you know, while they're up during the day. Because normally we run during the night on the weekdays. But weigh in, listeners out there, what can we do to eradicate corruption from Liberia? The American government and the international world have, you know, put a lot of emphasis on the continuous corruption in Liberia, and there's nothing being done. It's a shame to the Liberian government. It's a shame to the leadership of the Liberian government. You know, there's no corrupt government official that is being investigated, prosecuted, you know, if found guilty, you know, convicted and sentenced. There's nothing like that being done, you know, because, you know, if you listen to the last show, we talked about government officials, you know, corrupt government officials that are in the pockets of each other, you know, all the way up to the judiciary system, you know. So how do you expect something to get done when they all are in the pockets of each other? You know, when it gets to the courts, all they do is get rid of it because they've been paid already. They're already on the deal. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We're talking about corruption in Liberia. What can we do to eradicate corruption, you know, and corruption? I got a listener here, 267-815-5709. Do you want to listen? I mean, do you want to weigh in or do you want to send a request out to a friend or family? This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, 267. What's up? Down the line from 267. You want to say hi, or are you just listening in? Well, that's the topic out there. The listeners out there listening in, we appreciate it. We love you out there. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You can catch us every Saturday at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and through the week from Monday to Friday from 10 p.m. till 12 a.m. Let's get into the song by Charlotte Wanjay. She's from LIB, LIB recording artist, with the song Got to Love, right here.
soon and it hurts you. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. The credit's gonna swap on this love. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. The credit's gonna swap on this love. Go ahead and do what you wanna do to me, yeah. Shorty, shorty, me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. The credit's gonna swap on this love. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty, shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. The credit's gonna swap on this love.
Remember I said, you enemies no one for make you prosper. Then go do them best for make you come so far.
They never, 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 never want to see me go big bone. They want to hold me down, they never want to let me
go. They want to put you for stress, pull you not the earth. Now the earth can return you to dirt.
They never, 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 never want to see me go big bone. They want to hold me down and never want to let me go.
Bonfire. They don't really, really know what's in for you. Do you next? They keep so comfy trying to figure you. Then no, they what's in it to do and it hurts you.
Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. The credit's gonna swap on this love. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. The credit's gonna swap on this love.
That was Charlotte 1J, L.I.B. recording artist with the song, Gotta Love. You gotta love her. Yeah, this Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's the Saturday show, Saturday morning show, doing it for our international folks, especially out there in the Big A, Africa. You know, all the way in LIB right now, putting emphasis on Liberia, talking about corruption in Liberia, rampant corruption, as the late President Samuel Kyan Doe referred to it, rampant corruption in Liberia. We're talking about how we can eradicate corruption from Liberia. What can we do? You know, because it's destroying Liberia. Let's talk about the present government. Since the present government been into office, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the head of the president of Liberia, head of the present government, has already served her first term. She's now serving her second term and totaling into 12 years. And let's look at, you know, her time in office. The beginning of her first term, what has she really done? Well, we see a lot of infrastructure development in Liberia, roads, you know, we see the Chinese in there, aiding Liberia, you know, in so many ways. We see other countries coming in, donor countries. We see a lot of financial aid going into Liberia, a lot of projects, a lot of NGOs in Liberia right now. But let's look at our priorities. Let's look at the priorities of Liberia right now. The essential things in Liberia that needs to be addressed, that should have been addressed. Let's look at electric power. You know, the repair of the hydro, returning electric power to total Liberia. You know, and let's look at water, clean water, running water, you know, rebuilding the water plant and having water, you know, running water running all through Liberia.
When I say all true Liberia, I'm talking about total development, the inclusion of, you know, the counties, you know, all the way to the border lines, you know. Why I stress these two things, because they are very, very, very essential to the development of Liberia, to the sustainability of Liberia, to peace in Liberia. You know, if you have your investors coming into your country and supplying their businesses with generated power from portable generators, you know, costing them extra money on gas consumption, you know, and replacing these generators every now and then, you know, depending on how many generators it's going to take to, I mean, when we talk about big businesses, we talk about huge generating power. I mean, no serious business or company wants to come in there and invest knowing that they're going to go through something like that. It keeps Liberia back in so many ways. Look at the health situation, education. You know, time you need to have kids in school being educated. This, you know, schools have to put in extra money just to have a petrol and generator to supply light, you know, electricity for these kids to learn. So the price of education goes up. People are complaining about these things, but these are some of the factors. Healthcare. Let's not concentrate on the price of it when it comes to healthcare, because, you know, healthcare is mandatory. You know, education is mandatory too, but, you know, I mean, that should be prioritized. Very important. An unhealthy nation is headed for destruction. I mean, you know, look at the, let's go back to just lately, the Ebola area and its neighboring country came from Guinea. You know, Liberia had to send specimens to another country for testing to confirm the you know, to confirm the Ebola virus. I mean, it's a shame. I mean, what's going on with the government? What's going on with the health system? What's going on with the JFK, John F. Kennedy Memorial Hospital? You know, what's going on with the other hospitals? Why don't we have the necessary medical tools and equipments to, you know, go through these processes and confirm these viruses? Or not even that, create these prevention plans, you know, because these things are out there. You know, the CDC is very important to every essential function of Liberia, especially in development, economically, you know, politically. It's another thing, you know. Very essential. So let's weigh in on the conversation. The number is 929-477-4186. It's Bismarck right here. We're talking about Liberia. Hey, big ups to LIB, to all our LIB recording artists out there in Liberia. I want to say big ups to you all out there. Hey, we love you, man. Look, hey, holler at us, man. Holler at us when you can. Holler at us, because we're out here. We're out here to promote you, you know. We're out here to get your word out there to the world. And Bismarck is always here to do that for you. Just hit me up, you know. To all the LIP recording artists out there, I want to say big ups. We hope to see you at the Liberian Music Awards, the second annual Liberian Music Award 2014, going down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on May 31st, 2014, at the John Bartram Hall. So we're looking forward to be out there that night, you know, hollering at all the LIB recording artists on the red carpet. Radio Talk is one of your supporters, one of the Librarian Recording, the Librarian Music Award supporters. So come out there in Philadelphia on Pennsylvania on May 31st, 2014, for the Librarian Music Award, second annual Librarian Music Award 2014. We're going to be giving out the promo later on, but I just wanted to throw that into to you guys out there in LIB. And big ups, man, for keeping it up in LIB, keeping the music live, doing what you do, knowing the situation in Liberia, how tough it is and how much struggle you guys go through to get what you want done. I mean, we need an influx of more professional recording facilities going into Liberia. And most especially, you know, we need the help of the Liberian government, you know, the intervention of the Liberian government to first of all, protect the Liberian recording industry, the Liberian recording artists, and the Liberian recording artists' material from piracy, you know, and to subsidize financially the Liberian music industry to help the Liberian music industry grow to a professional level, international level, because, you know, Liberia is gifted with a lot of talented, gifted, and versatile artists, not just in the music industry, but all in the artistic field, you know, painting, poetry, carving, I mean, you name it, every form of art in Liberia, you know, needs to be promoted to its highest level. You know, those are some of the faults of the Liberian government, you know, not knowing what could bring a lot of revenue to the Liberian government, you know, the entertainment industry. Look at the international world right now. In America, the entertainment industry is one of the biggest money-making industry in the world. And it brings a lot of money to the you know, financial industry, you know, economy of America. All the developing world countries, you know, and Liberia needs to build to that level. I mean, take for example Ghana next to Liberia, Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone now is really trying to hit it up. You know, a lot of development going on in Sierra Leone after the war right now. You know, Nigeria, you know, all these countries in Africa right now, you know, the entertainment industry there is growing, it's booming. So Liberia needs to step it up. Hey, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and the Liberian government, man, this Bismarck out here, I'm saying it. Y'all need to step up your game out there because you're slacking. Hey, you're slacking. Tighten up, as Big Mo says, tighten up. You know, you got to put money in the essential things, the things that are going to bring money to Liberia, bring tourism and all of that, you know. That's going to take Liberia to an international level. I mean, there's international recognition already for Liberia, but right now the status on Liberia is bad to the international world, looking at the very corrupt state of the Liberian government. You know, I know Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is the head, and, you know, she takes all the blame, you know, and, you know, she has her share of the blame, but I want to say to the Liberian people, you know, instead of putting just the emphasis on the president, let's start putting light on those corrupt individuals, Liberian government individuals in Liberia, those who are, you know, keeping the rest of the populace into poverty. I mean, you got 85% of the Liberian population living in, you know, living in poverty, you know. 15%, you know, you got the working class among them, and then you have maybe about 3 to 5% of the, you know, which is government officials. A lot of them, you know, unnecessary, you know, positions created. But you most especially, I'm putting emphasis right now, you know, on the pay rate of, you know, government officials right now in Liberia. So let's let's look at how much they're being paid in Liberia right now, living way above their living means, you know. And the money is being circulated right amongst them, amongst the government officials. And that's where the money is. And the rest of the people, 85%, are living in poverty, living on less than $2 a day, which is ridiculous. And, you know, you got about 30% of the population living in extreme poverty. I mean, you know, what is the Liberian government doing? The government needs to step up their game, you know, put the money into your essentials, what's more important to the masses, to the people. You're working for the people, not for yourselves. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program, Let's Talk. Let's get into the song right now by Christy Shill. Song, Big Belly Got Soul. Yeah, those Liberian politicians. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The song, Big Belly Got Soul by LIB recording artist, Christy Shill.
Christy Shill, yes,
Big Belly Got Soul right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into the song by Nimadi. Yeah, my girl LIB recording artist with the song Trip.
Nimadi.
Travel through distant lands to see all the things that I could see, to come back home and lend a hand. Oh, lo and behold, human nature just landed her blow. Changed everything I had planned, changed every damn thing in my life. No matter how tall I had to fall, no matter how strong I became weak, this is my song that I must sing throughout the rest of my days.
Like it right here on Radio Talk. Listen to Bizzle.
Hello?
Hey, Rob.
Hello?
What's up, man? Rob Pekin, what's up? Bizzle, man. Radio Talk 101.3.
What's up, Bizmag? What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Not bad, man. I just played your song. I like it, man. I like it.
Which one? I got plenty of which one?
The one we had from you before, you remember when we did the interview with you? I like it. It's one of your old songs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my old song, man, yeah.
Yeah, we played that with L.I.B. Boy.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, what's up, man, Rob Pekin? How you been, man?
Nothing, man. Just Hey, what's up, Warriors? Diabol Rob Piggy, man. Mr. Athletic Woman, all the way from Philadelphia. But I'm originally from Monrovia, Liberia. Yeah, so, man, I'm just working, man, right now. Working on a lot of shows, doing a lot of shows in different states. I just came from Minnesota. They showed me love. It was crazy. And next month, I'll be in Dallas. So I'm just trying to put myself out there right now, man. Yeah.
That's what's up. So what's the new album, man? You got to drop us that.
Oh, no, I'm not dropping no album, man. That's what I want to tell my fans, man. I'll just be dropping single, man. I just dropped the video for my first single called Troublemaker featuring FEJ. Troublemaker video. Check
that's
it out on YouTube and Vivo. It's crazy,
that's
man. So
up.
I'm dropping the next single next month on the 24th. It's called Follow Me. It's a crazy Afro banger, you know what I mean? So yeah, make sure you check that out. I'll drop it on the 24th of next month, man. But I'm just working on a single. I'm not dropping no album because I wasn't making no money. So I'm just dropping singles. Check it out on iTunes. Go on iTunes, Raw Picking, and download it for 99 cents. Support hip hop music. Support Liberian music, man. Please, I'm begging you. Please, y'all support us, man. Yeah.
That's what's up, Raw Picking. That's what's up. Hey, but drop us the
singles,
man. Cause we gotta rotate it. You know.
Yeah. If you want another single, just go on iTunes. Just step in Raw Picking. I'll pop out. You see all my singles right there, man. I ain't got money for album right now, so. Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, world, that's Raw Picking, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, man. He's one of our favorite family member, you know, and we keep in touch with him. We're gonna be doing an interview with Raw Picking about his new singles and his video that's dropping soon. And so listen out to Radio Talk 101.3 for the date and time for the interview with LIB recording artist and musical ambassador Raw Picking. Hey, Raw, we love you, man. We just called to holler at you, man, to check up on
thanks,
you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate it. To my fans in LIB, man, if y'all listening, man, Raw Picking will be in the city December, man. I ain't got an exact date yet, but
right
I got to. If y'all listening right now, man, your boy Rob Picking will be in my own town, Monrovia City, December. Make sure y'all come out and show me love. I'll be doing a couple of shows over there before I come back, man. Please, I can't wait to see y'all, man. I love y'all, and I hope to see y'all, man. Yeah.
That's what's up. That's Rob Picking, LIB recording artist, man. Hey, have a blessed one, man, Rob. We love you.
Thanks, Viz. I appreciate the love, man.
That's it. Send us the single, man. Send us the single.
All right, I will. Just send me your email. I got you, all right, bro?
All right, let's get into the song
right.
Again, man. That song by Raw Piquet, the song. L.I.B. Boy.
Right.
Hey, we check you out.
Thank you. All right. It's on old, dog.
Yeah. You might ever be boy, no one else can bring me joy.
Raw Pekin right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Yeah, we're holding it down right here this morning, Saturday. Woo! Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The song L.I.P. Boy, by my boy, Raw Pekin. Yeah, we just hollered at Raw Pekin. He's doing his thing. He's one of our favorite family members. Librarian recording artist. You're listening to the program, Let's Talk, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, L.I.P., you're listening right now. We're doing it for you, and we're doing it for the international world, especially the big A, Africa. Time difference. You know, time difference, folks. Time difference. We love you all, and we try to please you all. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The time now is 11:12. So we're already into the after party right now, and let's keep it going. Let's get into the song Dangerous World by L.I.B. recording artist Sugar Vaughn Otto, a.k.a. Sugar Vaughn, right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Of the Libyan people, you know what I'm saying? Where are the leaders of Africa? You know they can't even solve the problem in Ivory Coast. How they gonna even solve the problem in Libya? Serious situation.
I can hear the crowd of the people. I can hear the crowd of the children. I can hear the crowd of the world. What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
Child stealer in a lockup. Now there ain't no way he's gonna clock out. Yeah, I wanna say to our Christian and Muslim brothers around the world, just love one another, make a better place for our children for tomorrow. Yeah, you know.
We live in a dangerous world.
dangerous world.
Are we living in a dangerous world?
Dangerous world. Dangerous world.
Yeah, that was the song Dangerous World by LIB recording artist Sugar Vaughn, Alto aka Sugar Vaughn. Yeah, that's a serious song right there. Serious, serious song right there. Because we're living in a dangerous world right now. And what is the United Nations, you know, what is the rest of the leaders, what's the rest of the countries around the world doing about it, you know? It's a serious situation right now. So we really need to talk about it. That's a serious song right there. That's a serious song right there. Big ups to Sugar Vaughn, LIB recording artist. He's a prolific artist. He talks about issues and brings his awareness to issues. Like I told you, Liberia is filled with versatile artists. Comes from different genres, just different styles, you know. So big ups to LIB. Big ups. Second Annual Liberian Music Awards 2014, May 31st, 2014, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the John Bottram Hall, 67th Street and Elmwood Avenue, next to the John Bottram High School. It's a red carpet event, and the after party is at Club 69, 7049 Terminal Square, Upper Darby, PA 19082. And that's the second annual Liberian Music Award 2014 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on May 31st, 2014. And the after party is at Club 69. 7049 Terminal Square. Hey, it's a red carpet event. We hope to see you out there. It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We hope to see you out there because we're going to be out there on that red carpet trying to holler you all, you know. It's going to be a pleasure to see all you Liberian recording artists in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on May 31st. We already got our schedule mark for that. And to let the audience know out there, we've been a strong supporter of the Liberian Music Awards since they've been reorganizing here in the United States from 2009 till now. They've been reorganizing the organization, getting all the Liberian artists around the world and mostly in Libera involved and getting them registered on their website and all of that. So it's been taking a while to get this Liberian Music Award finally done because, I mean, they're one organization that, you know, deals with proper presentation, proper planning. And most especially, they were interested. It's most especially for the Liberian recording artists and Liberian music industry. So they were seeking the interest of all the Liberian recording artists around the world, and in Liberia mostly, to be a part of this thing, to be registered on the site, to you know, and let it be a united body. And they've gotten it to this point where they've done all their studies and got all their you know, dots, I's dotted, the T's crossed. So we've been supporting them since 2009 with the effort, and it's finally here, and we're still in support of the Liberian Music Award. And it's the second annual Liberian Music Award, 2014. As we understand, or as we understood from the CEO and staff of the Liberian Music Award, the first Liberian Music Award was held in Liberia, 1990, under the patronage of the late President Samuel Kyan Doe. Now, this is the second annual Liberian Music Award. It's the continuation.
And big ups to the Liberian Music Award. Big ups to all the Liberian recording artists in Liberia and around the world. Hey, we're hollering at Liberia right now. Hey, LIP, what's up? This Bismarck. Big ups, big ups. Yeah, holler at us. It's, the number is 929-477-4186. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family, or you can just call in to listen in to the program. And you can listen in to all media networks. You can get on your internet and listen. You can use all your phones, your iPhones, everything. We got a call right here from a caller. Area code 661. Area code 661. Caller, how you doing? This is Bismarck.
Yes. I had a question. My name is Bernice Jenkins. Why is there always so much war and like political upheaval in Africa? Why can't the governments get anything under control? I'm not understanding. Like, it's been years, and I keep seeing the same countries over and over again, you know, killing one another, and I don't understand what's going on. Why is that?
I'll tell you. What's your name again?
Bernice Jenkins.
Hi, Miss Jenkins. This is Bismarck. I'm going to tell you my analysis of what's going on over there. You have a lot of dictators in Africa. And Africa is a very rich and wealthy continent with natural resources. And when these dictators get into political power, you know, presidency, they are, just a minute, they take advantage of the wealth in Liberia and the power that they possess, because they obtain absolute power right away when they assume these leadership, and because they have absolute power, they control the entire country, its wealth and its people, and the constitution of the country, and that means they have total power. They have the right to do anything. And they have the means of embezzling a lot of money with no repercussion. And one of the problems is that the leaders and the rest of the government, most especially the judiciary system, they are all in the pockets of each other. So whatever deal is crossed under the table, they all get paid financially and benefit from these things. They are not patriots of these countries. They don't love the people of these countries. They don't love the country. They are there for the selfish gain and the selfish gain for wealth and power. But then there's another part of it. There's the foreign countries, these superpowers, these financial wealthy countries that take advantage of the disunity amongst these countries. If Africa could unite as America has united, as the United States of America, if Africa could unite as the United States of Africa, Africa would be one of the strongest continents on the face of the earth, mainly because of natural resources. These superpowers won't let Africa unite because they themselves, when they came in the early stages and colonized these countries, they found out the wealth in these countries and started to implement their influence in these countries and to financially gain from these countries. Now they've seen the financial gain from these countries. They are not going to allow them to unite and be one leadership to control their resources. Instead, they're going to keep them divided to have absolute control over them with their influence to financially gain from them.
And I understand that, but other countries that have gone through exactly the same as what you described, but I'll use like Central and South America, they got sick of it eventually, and they don't allowed like the foreign influences anymore, and they overtook the dictators, and everybody, you know, the people just joined together and they got rid of it all and are now trying to fix everything. But I never see it progressing in Africa, though. It never ever gets better in all these years, ever. And I don't understand why these other countries can do it. Certain countries in Africa can do it, but then there's other ones in Africa. They don't ever make any progress whatsoever, ever. But other ones in Africa have, and why are they able to do it then? It just doesn't make sense because it's always the same countries that are going through some type of, you know, genocide or, you know, some type of killing, and it's always the same exact ones over and over and over again. And I just don't understand why. And if the people don't like it, if they're already, you know, at risk of getting killed. So what's the difference between rising up? You're going to be killed anyway, probably. You know what I mean? It's so dangerous. At least if I was going to get killed, I would rather get killed fighting for what's right rather than killed for just sitting there doing nothing.
That's true. That's why I have a high respect for the former president, George Bush. You know, he meant what he said and said what he meant.
Bush?
You
know, really?
Well,
are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Are we talking about senior or junior? Which one?
Junior. Because I will give a strong example because Bush is one of the foreign leaders, the American. He's one of the American presidents that really was strong in the removal of. The former president, Charles Taylor, who led the rebel war in Liberia, who's now in the international prison. He went through the international courts and was found guilty for international crimes against, humans. But here's the thing. It's a very interesting situation that is going on. And like you said, the people got to a point where they rebelled against these form of dictatorship. Like the protests that started in Tunisia that went all the way to Libya, you know, brought this change. But some of the change were still in the same wrong direction.
I agree.
And the same things are being repeated instead of having a change for good. You know, in very few countries there are the progression for change. You know, and we can see the progress being made. But it comes back to this the selfishness, the greed for power and wealth from these individuals and these organizations within these countries after they've gone through these uprisings, all these fractions are formed, and then, power is still being fought amongst themselves, and whoever assumes power still continues this. It's like this boys' club where we do what we want, and what is done here stays there, and nothing happens. But then also, it depends on the vigilance of the press in the country. Like here in America, you know, the press goes and uncover all these corruption that is out there and, you know, publicize it and, you know, bring it forth to the government and to the masses. And the people here speak out. There's freedom of expression to speak out, you see. But in these countries,
it hasn't always been that way. I mean, and another thing that really bothers me is I don't understand why they treat women so horribly. It bothers me. My opinion is this, if you want to be treated right and treated equally, it's never going to happen if you don't treat everybody equally and the same. So when these males, you know, treat these women unfairly and they don't have the same rights, then they're never going to get the same rights for themselves either. There's going to be some other group oppressing them because they won't even treat their own right.
That's
because
true.
They're a woman or they're different and you may not like, you know, another person or their lifestyle, but that's fine. You can dislike it all you want, but that doesn't mean you need to take away their rights just because you
exactly.
don't agree with it.
Exactly. You know, each and every person has a human right, And, you know, we should get past the color of the skin and who the person is or what he does or what he has, and look at each other as, you know, children of God, you know, human beings, to love one another. You know, even if you don't love the person, respect the person, you know, respect for one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this should be one of the foundations.
And I understand a lot of it has to do with, you know, certain religious cultures, and I can accept that, I guess. But
no religion should be in favor of, you know, treating a woman like that.
Well, but there are some. I mean, look at, Islam, and I mean the more strict ones, like, you know, that follow like Sharia law.
Right.
My God, women have no rights whatsoever.
Right.
At all. I mean, you can't even walk next to a man. You have to walk behind him.
Right.
You have no rights. But that's your I may not personally agree with it, but I guess, I don't know. I have mixed opinions on that because I do know some people. I'm actually friends with them. And the reason I changed my mind on it, because I used to be somewhat against it until I actually talked to them. They're not; they actually choose to do that. They're not actually forced. So, because they're choosing that and to follow that, I don't have a problem with it because it's their choice. But then I know others that they're in that lifestyle, but they don't have a choice and they can't leave it. So that's why I'm against it. But if it's a person's choice, and that's what they choose to follow and believe in, then I'm okay with it on that aspect, if that makes sense. But and I know in Africa has so many different religious backgrounds, and I just know from just in the United States, we don't have half as many as you down there. We can't even get along religiously in this country. So when religion comes into play, if you put religion and government together, it's never going to work, ever. And there's no place on this planet where they can't separate the two, even though they claim in America separation of church and state. It's not true. They force Christianity on you in the United States. Just look at the dollar bill, in God we trust. You know, when you go to court, what do you have to swear to tell the truth on? The Bible. Well, what if you don't believe in the Bible? What if you're, you know, Jewish and you believe in the Torah or your, you know, it,
but
Ms.
Jenkins,
the Quran.
Ms. Jenkins, let's not forget, like, America was founded on Christian principles. That's why they have those things on the dollar bill and they have to swear in on the Bible.
But if you also look at the Constitution, it's a hypocrisy because we're supposed to have the separation of church and state. So I understand what it was founded on. But if you have to have the separation of church and state, you can't basically put God in there. So it's
I see what you're
hypocrisy.
Saying.
It's a total
hypocrisy. You're contradicting yourself.
Uh-huh, because the state produces the money. That's government. But yet you have God on there. How is that separate? You see what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, we are a Christian-based country, but yet we promote, you know, freedom, religion, separation of church and state, and that's not true. It is true, and people just, if they would admit to it, I mean, any time a tragedy happens, that president, no matter what president it is, what's the first thing they do? Let's pray. Well, some people don't believe in praying. My Buddhist friends, they don't pray. That's not what it's called. And so you're automatically segregating that population of the country. You know, you see what I'm saying? And it's supposed to be separation of church and state. Why can't you just have a moment of silence or something? Why does it have to be religiously based is my point. So, but thank you for listening. I actually like listening to you. I get some good information from you.
Oh, you're welcome, Ms. Jenkins. But just before you leave, let me say something about the women you were talking about and, you know, concerning the Islamic religion. You know, I'm against it, too, you know, when it comes to the way the women are treated. You know, the covering of the face, the entire body, the way they are treated like subjects, you know, like slaves. To me, they're treated like slaves, you know. And to me, it's all about control, you know, power over them. You know, and I think it's completely wrong. It needs to stop. There's no religion that should encourage that. You can't have a true religion, you know, that believes in the Almighty God and treat women that way.
Well,
you know?
See, that's where I have mixed opinions because that means I'm trying to define what somebody else's religious beliefs are, and I don't think I have that right. So where I have compromised with my own self, because I do agree with you, for a lot of them, it is a form of slavery, and they're kind of forced into it. But it depends also where you are. For example, the ones in France, when they had that whole protest and everything, because they wanted to get in France, wanted to ban women wearing burqas. And the women in France were upset, and they protested, and they said, we have the right to wear burqas if we want to wear a burqa, and we want to wear a burqa. And so they weren't forced. They were wanting to wear it, and they were upset because France was going to try to take that right away from them, so they ended up not passing that law. So that's where I have my conflict, because in countries where they do have that choice, they actually do choose to do it. But then there's other countries where they don't have that choice, and they're forced into it, and they don't have another choice. So I have mixed opinions, and I just don't feel anybody has the right to define somebody else's religion, because there's a lot of things, even Christianity, there's things there that are just as wrong, in my opinion, as, you know, on my personal opinion morally, as, you know, what Islam or any of the other ones are. To me, I don't know, I think there's bad aspects of all of them, but that's
right.
Not really my place
right.
to judge, to each their own. That's just so, I don't know, it's really complicated. That's why I think religion, it needs to really be taken out of government, because it will never work, because there's going to be somebody out there that's not going to agree with it. And when it comes to religion, people get, they will kill over it. I mean, they have all through the existence of humans. Religion
right.
is money and religion
right.
and power.
Right.
That's the three main factors of what people kill for.
Right. That's what's causing problems in the world today. That's what the fight is about today.
People,
like you
people
said,
just need to share. I don't know why people just can't share. Why
exactly.
the rich, they have so much. It's not like they're going to be poor if they just share a little. Why do they have to have it all? It's I just don't understand. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And it's true of any country. You know, the rich, they can't be just rich. They have to be super rich. They have to have it
right.
all. And then... I mean, why can't you just be rich? Why do you have to be super rich? You see what I mean?
Exactly.
It just doesn't make
right.
sense.
Right, right. Like the depression that went on. Your companies are firing, laying people off, firing people, but yet instead they are paying the CEO $10 million a year, which doesn't make a sense. And which doesn't make sense to me. You're gonna pay a CEO $10 million a year, and then you're gonna lay off 5,000 people because you can't afford them.
Because you're taking budget cuts. I agree. Lower that salary to $2 million. He'll be fine.
Exactly.
And, you know,
exactly. And you would save the rest of the jobs. You know.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
But what you're saying is very true, Ms. Jenkins. Just before you go, what you're saying is true. We all should have respect for one another, respect each other's religion. Don't force your religion on the next person. You know, have respect for the next person. You know, don't create a situation that will cause problems for the next person's religion. You know, we all should love one another and get along.
And it sounds like it should be so simple. Why do people have such a problem doing that? Why can't they just do it? It's not something hard. If you don't like
exactly.
it, just don't be around it and just don't worry about it. Mind your own business. Let them
exactly.
do what they need to do, and you do what you need to do. Why do they have to do what you do? And because it just doesn't make sense. But for some reason, the world does not. They can't be happy with it. Every country wants somebody else to do exactly what they do. And if it's not the same, then they're wrong. And that's
right.
not right.
Right.
It's not
You're
right.
right. It's not
different.
Right at all. It's different. Yeah, it's not right at all. We love you, Ms. Jenkins.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
Your kind your kind words of wisdom. We do appreciate you calling in, and we love you. You can call us anytime.
Okay, thank you, baby.
All right. You have a blessed day. That was Ms. Jenkins right there on Radio Talk 101.3, concerned about issues around the world in Africa, you know, about religion, you know, religious rights, you know, individual rights. And we thank you, Ms. Jenkins, for your kind words, and we do appreciate you. We love you. To our listeners out there, the number is 929-477-4186. And this is Bismarck on the program, Let's Talk. The first portion runs from 10 a.m. on Saturday to 10:59, and the second portion runs from 11 to 12 p.m. and that's the after party on Saturday morning. And we're doing this Saturday morning for our folks up there in the international world, especially in the Big A, Africa, Liberia, putting more emphasis on Liberia today. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program. Let's talk. Let's get back into music right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, let's get into the song right now called Love is Blind by Adami. Adami. Adem Adami. Food and the best acheke in town, check out Le Madin on 66 Woodland Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19142. African restaurant and DB. They accept all major credit cards. Telephone number is 215-726-0543. Call in to have your order ready before you get there, or call in to order. Le Madin on 6620 Woodland Avenue for the best acheke in town.
Ayo, Javelli, what's good, my nigga, it be?
Whoa,
this is the
when I saw you for the prolong,
come on, nigga, for come
by now to here. What's up with African? Yeah, baby.
Pick up your phone, yeah.
Tell you got you love vibe.
Good girl.
Istanbul. Yo, bring it back, homie.
Whoa, remix, remix.
Some my nigga for comeback, alright?
For sure.
No doubt.
This is the remix from California.
Hello? 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 Hello, this is Bismarck from Radio Talk 101.3. We want to speak to the owner of Lil Martin. Hello? Is this Lil Martin Restaurant on Woodland Avenue, 6620? It's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Hello, does my nigga nerve you?
You are my baby, 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 baby. You are my
Kelly.
I love the ladies, oh my lady.
For your digital security systems, custom design systems, check out Carmen Dooley Security. The number is 267-254-2994. Home theater designs, commercial and residential, CCTV/burglar protection, fire alarm system. They're the best in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. So call them at 267-254-2994 and tell them Bismarck from Radio Talk told you to call them. It's Carmen Dooley Security, custom design systems, digital security systems. Check them out. They're the best in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You heard it right here, live on Radio Talk 101.3.
It's your time.
Chase the prey.
It's your time.
It's
your time for you to diversify, man. Miami, Chicago, LA, all over, man. Let's get them money. Until you again, let's get this money.
I feel like I'd be better off if I wasn't rapping. But if I wasn't rapping, most likely I would be trapping. This fame, it put me in the class with the loners. Drunk think I'm crazy, see my ass when I'm sober. So lonely right now, I'm looking for a wife. Something serious, not just a hookup for the night. Yeah, I know you know the ladies all up on me. What's funny is the chicks that I want don't want me. It took me over a year to figure it out. She think money, drugs, and sex is all a nigga about. The way I feel like, why would you hate me? I'm so stressed out, I think I'm going crazy. How am I supposed to live when I was born to die? Since I've been tatted with GMH, I've been forced to ride. What haven't I seen? What haven't I done yet? I'm getting high, staring at moons, watching sunsets, belong on stage in Japan, waving my hands, and said I'm living with expiration date on my plans. I am so close to fame that it scares me. That's why I scream on beats, but nobody hears me.
They hear until now, though. All this money, all the fame. It's your time. All the way for the motherfucking stuff. Much success and love. From your brother. Antonio.
This is Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck right here on your favorite station. We just announced to you about the Carmen Dooley Security, one of the best in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, digital security system and its custom design system. We have the CEO right here with us live, Mr. Carmen. Do you want to say hi?
Yes, I do. Hi, everybody. How is everybody today?
Mr. Carmen is the CEO of Carmen Dooley Security. Can you tell the world or the listening audience a little bit about your company and where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you?
Yes, we provide digital security solutions for residential and commercial in the form of the CCTV, which would be security camera systems with a viewing over the internet remote access so you can watch everything wherever you are, burglar protection and fire alarm systems for the tri-state area.
Okay. And how can I get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me through my local cell phone is 215 267-254-2994.
Okay. And an email address or any other addresses?
Yeah, they can email at cdooley0128@hotmail.com, and they can and I can respond through emails for anybody who needs any security solutions for their home or business.
That email again, you said cdooley0128?
0128.
0128.
At hotmail.com.
Okay. And Mr. Dooley is the CEO of digital security system company, Karma Dooley Security, custom design system. He just told you what and how you can reach them. So get in touch with Mr. Dooley, and you'll get one of the best systems out of his company, and they are very reliable. Mr. Dooley, thank you for joining us, and
okay.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Bismarck. It's about time to get out of here. We're going to be playing this song by Sugar Vaughn, the song Am I Dreaming, right here on Bismarck, on Radio Talk 101.3. We love you. Peace.
Thank you. I dreaming?
Why won't you tell me, girl?